Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Gordina Show. This is episode one, and today... Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello there, and I am Glovina Williams. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. It's a pleasure to have you here with me, and I really want to send out a special welcome to all of my first-time listeners. I want to thank you for just taking time to be with me today, and I do, as always, I count it a privilege and an honor. I don't by any chance take it for granted that you're here with me today. You know, I've been thinking about, praying, but also receiving answers to those prayers. And I talked a little bit about it yesterday, and I wanted to go a little further into getting prayers answered. And it is basically coming from a very, just a short study that I did in the Bible in St. John. I just read through, I believe it was chapter 16. And thank you so much. Thank you, Marie from Oklahoma. Thank you. And, it's like Jesus was really talking very plainly to his disciples, because prior to this, he had been speaking to them in parables and proverbs, giving them stories that they could relate to something spiritual. And so often they had to kind of, scratch their heads and figure out what he was saying and what he meant by this. But it appears that in John 16, Jesus begins to say, I'm no longer going to talk to you in parables. I'm going to begin to speak directly to you. And one of the last things that I said yesterday when I was talking about this, not to you, but it was like he was saying, I'm removing the veil. I'm removing the veil, and all of the hidden truths, profound truths that he had shared with them, it was veiled. In other words, they had to think. They had to sometimes come together as a group and try to strategize and brainstorm as to what did he mean by that, or how does that apply to us? But Jesus went so far as to tell them, he says, look, I'm getting ready to leave. And he said that once I leave, you're going to be able to go directly to the Father. And when you go directly to the Father, he's going to give you whatever you ask for in my name. you're going to be able to use my name. And I think all of us can relate to that. When someone says, just tell them that so-and-so sent you. Because so far up to this point, they had not asked anything in Jesus' name. And so he said to them, this time when you ask, you shall receive. So you can ask now, and you will receive. And the purpose was so that their joy could be full, so that their strength, so that they could have strength to do what they needed to do. And remember, Jesus is now, he's talking to his disciples, those that he had been teaching, who he had been providing profound examples to as to how to walk in the kingdom in the earth. He says, now you can ask in my name. You can pray in my name. You can request what you need. Your supplications can be presented in my name. You can ask. He's saying here in John chapter 16, verse 26, he says, I don't have to intercede for you anymore. Why? And he gives the profound explanation. The reason why, my beloved, he's saying, I don't have to intercede for you anymore is because God loves you. I don't have to intercede on your behalf anymore because, he's speaking to his disciples, he said, because you loved me. He knew that his disciples loved him because they stuck with him. They walked with him, they served him, they learned from him, they followed his directions and his instructions because they loved him. He says, and why are you going to be able to ask anything in my name and receive it? He says, because you believe that I came from God. A young lady yesterday by the name of Dominique, she made a profound statement. As we shared and we talked about these particular scriptures, she said, it reminds me of myself. She said, because I came from God. And guess what, my beloved? You came from God. He said, I even knew you before you were placed in your mother's womb. And I'm paraphrasing that. What a profound comparison to recognize that I came from God. And Jesus is saying here to his disciples, your prayers are going to be answered, mainly for three reasons, because God loves you, and because you loved me, and because you believed that I came from God. You know, Jesus goes on further and he begins to give like a recap, a summary. He says, look, I came from God. I came into the world. When I came into the world, I left God. I left God. In other words, in a sense, this is just in a sense, just to make it a little clearer, I detached from a place and I came into the world. And then he gives his disciples some new information. Listen to this. He says, now I'm leaving this world and I'm going back to God. In other words, I'm going back to where I came from. Yeah. Jesus is speaking very plain to them now. He's not pulling any punches, as the saying goes. He's not speaking to them in parables, nor is he speaking to them in terms of natural examples so that they can grab or obtain or comprehend the spiritual essence of what he's saying, speaking plain to them now. And he's giving them this new information in a sense, in a new way, because he knows that they are able to receive it now. You know, sometimes when some of us, when we were younger, they would call it grown folk talk, right? Somebody's smiling with me. You know, they would ask us to maybe leave the room, or they would begin to talk in code so that as young kids or young children or youngsters, so that we couldn't understand what they were really talking about. And this is, in a sense, an analogy of what we're talking about in this podcast. Jesus is now talking directly to them. And we become of an age where our parents begin to talk to us, or as parents, we begin to talk to our children, or as adults, we begin to talk to those who are younger directly and in plain English. He's giving them new information now, in plain English, direct. Now, I'm leaving the world, and where am I going? I'm going back to God. And Jesus believes with all of his heart that they're totally getting it, that they understand him. He's speaking plain. And he also says to them, you have all the knowledge now. Why? Because you know everything. Jesus is saying to them, you know everything now. The fact that you can recognize and know that I came from God, your eyes have been opened. And then he says to them, do you now believe? Jesus is now talking unveiled to them. He's not speaking in code. He's not speaking to them as if they were just children. He makes it real plain. And then he says something else that's very plain also. He says, you're going to leave me alone, but God will be with me. If you haven't really grasped it or you're not familiar with this story, this is where Jesus is about to be taken to the cross. But he's plainly telling them, I'm going through this because I'm about to go back to Yahweh. I'm about to go back. I'm about to return to a higher level, higher than the planet Earth. He's giving them the truth. And he even says to them, I'm about to face some things and you're going to leave me. You're not going to stand with me. In other words, he's giving them the truth. And remember, the truth is a liberator. And as we're liberated, we receive a level of peace. The truth is a liberator. The truth will set you free. And even though in that freedom, you might feel a little uncomfortable in the beginning because you may not be used to being free. You may not be accustomed to hearing the truth directly, not being veiled. But he gives them the truth now, and he says to them, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. And have you come to that point in your life where you have recognized and that you have peace in knowing that there's going to be some pressure and sometimes trouble in life, but I have peace because I know that God is with me. And Jesus tells them, he says, hey, be of good cheer. Why? Because he has conquered this world. I'm talking about the Savior. I am speaking today in this podcast about Jesus, the Savior of the world. When God said he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever would believe in him, they would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the truth, and it is a liberator, and it brings the component of peace with it. In this world, my beloved, we're going to have some pressure. We don't skip through the tulips. We're going to run into trouble sometimes in this life, but be of good cheer, because your Savior, my Savior, has conquered this world. You know, Jesus gave them these plain truths. And as he gave them these plain truths, he then went into a prayer for them. I believe it's St. John chapter 17. He went into a prayer. He went into a prayer, even though he had said, no longer am I going to intercede for you. But remember, he was giving them what we call the way ahead. Once I leave, I won't have to intercede for you. You will be able to come directly to the throne of God. So Jesus, he prays for his disciples, who will soon become apostles. They'll become great people of God, establishing the kingdom in the earth. So after he spoke to them, he began to pray for them. And he said to God, honor me so that I can honor you. Yeah, he says, give honor to whom honor is due. Jesus says to God, honor me so I can honor you. He says, give me glory so that I can give you glory. We're talking about direct exchange here. Yeah, give me glory so I can give you glory. Exalt me, God, so that I can exalt you. We're talking about direct communication between God the Father and Jesus the Son. He continues in this prayer, and he says, you have given me authority over all humanity. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, are you following me, my beloved? He says, you, God, Yahweh, have given me, Jesus, Yahshua, authority over all humanity. You have given me sovereignty over all humanity. You have made me a supreme ruler. He's talking to God, my beloved. And remember, he said to his disciples, I've conquered this world. And now he's talking to God. You've given me royal power and status. I have the power to give eternal life. Did you grab that? Power over all humanity. Why? The proof of it? He has power to give eternal life. He's still praying, my beloved, to give eternal life, which is to know the true and living God. And Jesus is praying, and his disciples, who will soon be apostles, are listening. Jesus continues to pray, and he says, God, I've exalted your glory. I have given you glory. I have brought you honor. Jesus is talking to God, and in a sense, he's doing a recap. He's doing a summary. He's doing a review because he's about to be reset. He says, listen, God, listen, Father, I finished the work that you gave me to do. Assignment complete. Yeah. Can you say, I am completing the assignment. I'm working on the assignment that God sent me to the earth to do. I'm doing the things that I should be doing. I've set my goals, and I've made them SMART goals. I've made them attainable. Are you getting the direct answers and the direct resources that you need from God in order to do what he has asked you to do? Like Dominique said yesterday, I realize I came from God, and you came from God to this planet with an assignment, with certain tasks to accomplish. Now, Jesus continues to pray. He says, hey, I completed the task. And Jesus says, now let me share the glory. The glory. What is the glory? Often we'll say, glory to God, or glory be to God. Glory, my understanding, is the manifested presence of God, the demonstrated power of God. Jesus says, now let me share the glory. Honor me in your presence. He's praying, my beloved. Isn't this powerful? Isn't this moving your heart in a special way? Aren't you seeing Jesus in a greater, in a deeper light? Jesus simply says to God, take me on home. Bring me back to your presence. Put me right at your side. Reestablish me, yes. Reset me. Jesus is asking him for the reset. Remember, the disciples who became apostles, in a sense, they were reset. Yeah. Jesus was put back in his rightful position. And it reminds me of a king, Solomon. You know, King Solomon was also put back in his rightful position, because one of his brothers had put himself on the throne. But Solomon's mother, Bathsheba, she went to King David and reminded David, David, remember, you promised to put Solomon on the throne. So Solomon, too, was put back in his rightful position as king. Now Jesus is asking, requesting, the reset, the reestablishment. Put me back in my rightful position, God. And you too, my beloved, you will be properly positioned as well. I'm speaking to you. You will be properly positioned. You may even be properly positioned right now. So don't you give up. Don't you dare give up. I want you to continue to think about, really, honestly, I want you to think about, and I want you to begin to develop, even if it's a simple to-do list, a list of goals. Begin to develop a list of goals of what God has commissioned you to do. And as I've mentioned before, it's not always something that may be so overwhelming or so big. It may be something that is small but impactful. Yes. What is it? What is it? You begin to determine, what is it that God wants me to accomplish? Don't you dare give up. That's what I'm saying here today. You have direct communication with Yahweh, the creators of the heavens and the earth, the same God that spoke to Moses, the same God that spoke to the great prophets, the same God, not a different God, the same one, the same God that Hannah prayed to. Yes, the same God. The same God that gave Joshua instructions and directions for his new position. I think you're hearing me loud and clear. It may be time for you to shift into your new position. Yeah. And don't be afraid to do it. You may feel like, I don't have it all together yet. Do you believe this? And I have found this to be true, what I'm about to ask you. When you get on the path, have you noticed the provision is there? Sometimes if you take a step and another step, before you know it, you've accomplished some things that may have overwhelmed you at some point. determine a strategy. What is it that I hope to accomplish for God? What are my goals? And what's keeping me from moving forward? Sometimes that answer is simply fear. Fear of the future. Fear of failure. But my mom always taught us, go on and do it. And if you don't succeed, my mother always said, look at what lessons you learned from it. And take those lessons and try it again. So even if you don't succeed, it's not a waste. There's something good that came out of it, a lesson for you. And I want you to determine. This determination, too. This may sound a little different, but make the determination. Really, what type of people should you be around at this phase of your life? What type of people do you want to meet at this phase? At this phase of your mission and your assignment? Where are these people? How do you connect with these people? Because they may have the resources that you need, and you may have something very valuable to share with them. And when you begin to meet people and determine where these people are, and you begin to meet them, help them to understand what you do. Help them to understand your assignment. But listen at this part, my beloveds. Help them to understand how you can help them as well. And then begin to set those goals. What is it that you want to see? 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, what do you want to see? How do you want your world to look? Shift from thinking about the problems and begin to shift more into concentrating on the solutions. Because now you can come directly to God. Not just now, but you understand what I'm saying. You can come directly to God and ask Him for the solutions. Because there's a solution for every issue that we face. And I want you to begin to seize those opportunities as they arise in your life. And continue to build meaningful relationships, my beloved. Those disciples had meaningful relationships, and they had strength to move on to their next level as apostles. And they were successful. We are part of that fruit. So I just talked a little bit today about Jesus and about how he became direct with his disciples who became apostles. And how, as he became direct with them, he explained to them that they can now go directly to God. And I shared with you that same God, the same God that Moses went to, the same God that Hannah, Daniel, David, the same God that set Rahab for her family to be saved. I really want to thank you for joining me today on this podcast. I pray that you'll get the direct answers that you need. Spend time with God. You will not regret it. Spend time in prayer, explaining and asking, and most importantly, receiving. I want to say thank you, and I love you, and I so appreciate you for taking time to be with me today. You helped to make my life worth living. So may God continue to bless you and keep you. Take just a couple of things that we talked about in this podcast and step forward. Don't be afraid. You can do it. Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.
prosperity.